The Internet is for Dragons, a Marvel Cinematic Universe fanfic, written by Inaria, read by Black Glass. Everyone knows that the Internet is for dragons and porn. And cats, too, because they will not be ignored, no matter what universe they're in. It's their job to ignore you, anyhow. Darcy knows better than to go on the porn blogs while at work. That's what the secret Tumblr account is for, after all. But she's got nothing against looking at blogs full of cute little dragons, puppies in the middle of adorable fail-boaty acts, and guys who rival the cuteness of the puppies, while on the lab computers. Especially on a day where they're doing the scientific equivalent of watching paint dry. While she and Jane may be in the field exploring star readings in exotic locales, it doesn't change the fact that a large part of Darcy's job is waiting for results to scroll across the screen while Jane schmoozes with the other scientists. One of Darcy's favorite blogs to follow features pictures of tiny dragons and cute guys, which is a great distraction in these boring times. Because really, dragons make everything better. Even when her own little dragon singes some of her hair off in the process. Darcy opens up the phone app and props it up behind her laptop, one eye on the calculating results, and the other on a small screen that features a built and scruffily bearded man with a teensy reddish-orange dragon perched on his leg. The next picture is of a vibrant green dragon, about the size of a terrier, filching a cookie off of the counter while her owner is looking in the other direction. She almost brushes past the next picture, but then scrolls back when there's something about the silhouette that strikes her as familiar. It's a simple, candid shot of a man from the back, standing at the counter of a dragon-friendly cafe, wearing extremely flattering tracksuit bottoms, because good lord, those assets, and a dusty blue-colored hoodie. Peeking over the edge of the hoodie is the face and slender neck of an equally dusty blue rock dragonette, with her tail lazily curving over the other side, her scales blending in well with the sweatshirt she's hiding in. Darcy would recognize that sweet little dragon face, and those assets, to be frank, even on the smallest of screens. "Oh my God, Jane! You've got to come see this!" she calls out, loud enough to pull Jane out of the report she's currently buried in. Jane looks in Darcy's direction, then rolls her eyes hard enough that Darcy's pretty sure she can hear it from halfway across the room. "Darcy, why are you on Tumblr again?"
"Never mind that. There's more important stuff to deal with."
Darcy grins, holding out her phone to Jane, who takes it with a wary glance. "I'm pretty sure Steve and Idris just made FY hot guys and tiny dragons."
"How do you know it's Steve, huh?"
Jane asks, handing her back the phone with a doubtful look. "It's from the back, and he's got a baseball cap on."
"I would recognize that ass anywhere," Darcy states, even though she's not sure how confident she actually sounds.
Jane arches her eyebrows, leaning back against the table, and crossing her arms over her chest.
"Oh, really? Any other statements you want to share with the class?"
"There are blogs out there devoted solely to that body part of his. I'm a loyal reader."
"Uh-huh. Sure.
Shut up, Jane." The look on Jane's face has gone from doubtful to entirely skeptical now. "Aside from the fact that you two looked awfully close at that party." Darcy quickly turns back to her laptop, clicking on the screen and hoping that something, anything, will pop up there to distract her and Jane from this conversation. There's so much going on between her and Steve, especially given how they'd left off right before she'd gone on this business trip. But the little part of her brain can't help but think if she talks about it, then it won't actually happen. Brains are weird, weird creatures, Darcy thinks.
"We're...
if you say friends, I'm disowning you.
Also, did I mention that it's most certainly my dragon there draped over his shoulder?"
she says, pointing at the small picture that's still up on her phone screen. The picture is fast becoming a candidate for her phone's wallpaper, because how could she mind looking at that sight every day? Jane will not be deterred, however, much to Darcy's dismay.
"Don't avoid the question."
"Rock dragonettes are a rare breed, Jane," Darcy says,
turning the most wide-eyed, innocent look she can muster up on her boss. "For God's sakes, Darcy! I'm pretty sure Cap's own dragon ships you two together." Darcy smirks, suddenly feeling like she's on safer ground. Dragons are something she's comfortable with, especially after all of these months with her own little one. "I'll tell her you said that. She'll be all offended, and then you'll owe her cookies." "I thought Idris was the cookie thief." Liberty's smart. She wouldn't turn down cookies for anything. Darcy heaves a sigh, leaning back in the creaky desk chair. "There was a moment," she says quietly, thinking back to the look on Steve's face the morning before in her apartment, and how intense he looked. Looked at her, right before Idris interrupted them. It wasn't like a crazy rom-com sort of a moment, but it was something. "Finally," Jane says, giving her a sharp nod with the hint of a smile curling across her lips. "Which was then ruined by an embarrassed little dragonette who was excited to hear Steve's voice," Darcy finishes. She clicks her nails awkwardly on the arms of the chair, like she can't think of anything else to do with her hands then and there. Jane nods, looking down at Darcy with a look that's almost maternal. It's a little unnerving, but Darcy's going to reserve judgment until she knows a little more. "You know, one of you is going to have to do something eventually," Jane says. "You can't keep going in this limbo state where you just sort of revolve around each other without colliding." "That sounded dirtier than you meant it to, I think." "I was speaking in astronomical terms. But still, something's going to give. Probably sooner than you think." Jane leans forward, grasping Darcy's hand in hers, and squeezing as she gives her a bright smile. "So why not be the brave one and make the first move?" Darcy opens her mouth to say something. Anything. But the words won't come. Jane's not wrong, she thinks. But then again, Jane's always been a bit surer and steadier-footed when it comes to actual relationships, unlike her own stumbling along until things start to make sense. And there's still that doubting voice in her head that wonders if she's misreading everything entirely. Jane squeezes her hand once more. "Just think on it," she says, "and I'll be back in a few with some coffee for us." She walks off to the coffee maker, and Darcy turns back to the computer, looking for something to keep her brain occupied, instead of dwelling on dragons, and Steve, and everything in between. Not a couple of minutes after that, however, Darcy's phone buzzes with a small alert. When she picks her phone up, she sees that @KilroyWasHere1918 has mentioned her in a post. "What timing," she mumbles, as she slides her fingers to bring up the message, which reads, "Hey, at Penny's in the Garden. Thought this might be relevant to your interest. Smiley face." Then she cackles, long and hard, when she gets a glimpse of the picture that's been attached to said message. "Oh my God!" she giggles, the sight before her sending warmth all through her body. "Jane, you have got to see this one!" End of story. Thanks for listening.